News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, childless women are sick of being exploited by mums in the office during the holidays. Those are the words of journalist Claudia Connell in the Daily Mail this week. And Jodie Day, psychotherapist, author and founder of Gateway Women. You were quoted in this article. So is this a big issue?
Yes, it's an issue that many, many childless people in the workplace, childless and child-free, so those for whom childlessness chose them and those that chose not to be parents. I mean, I've been hearing women, because I work particularly with women, talk about this for over a decade. It's, the thing is, I do think that the headline was very Daily Mail and very weaponized, making out that it's a kind of fight between women, which it absolutely isn't. Really, it's workplaces not managing this well enough.
Yeah, I mean, when I was looking into this, because I knew I was going to be talking to you, that's what it looked like to me, that there weren't systems in place that allowed, I suppose, flexibility around holidays. So it was kind of very often first come, first served. And maybe parents in general were more aware of school holidays and things than non-parents. So non-parents wouldn't have been thinking about school holidays.
Childless or people without children, maybe it may be, in inverted commas, their turn, because there's a lot of kind of social pressure, particularly between women, that, you know, that you kind of you let the parents in your office have that time, and that if you stand up for fairness, you're seen as bitter or unsisterly. So it can be sort of quite subtle to go and go, actually, I think it's my turn, and they'll go, but you don't have kids. You know, and
do parents, in your view, Jodie, do parents see having kids as some kind of a trump card? Well, it's Christmas, so of course I have kids, so I need all those days. And what would you be doing on your own? Is it as blatant as that?
I'm afraid it is. And you can understand. The thing is, I think we can understand that parents would want to spend Christmas with their children. I don't think anyone has any problem with that. But I think it's when those kind of things come at the benefit, you know, at the detriment to people in the office or in the workplace that don't have children, it starts to become a problem. I mean, if you're in a profession like nursing, for example, where there have to be people working on Christmas Day, on New Year's Day and things like that, you know, you can go years without taking, you know, being able to take that day off. And it's as if what your life outside work is not as important as someone who has children and also someone who has a partner. A lot of this falls heavily on those who are both single and without children, you know, with the single people in the office being given the antisocial hours, the long work trips away, because sure, they don't really have a life. Well, actually, if they're doing that all the time, they're probably not going to find a partner either, because they're always on some, you know, on some antisocial trip.
Can I ask, is this a reflection, do you think, of how society views things, as in societies favour families? And because families may be perceived to be good for society, they create stability, producing children is important for them. You know, like we have to replace ourselves in the next generation in order to fund our retirements, and somebody else that has to become the workers of the future and all of that. Is this sort of understandable from an evolutionary or societal point of view in terms of how we look at this, do you think, or is that being too kind?
Well, no, there is an ideology called pronatalism, which underpins all this. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with supporting families and seeing the benefit of families to society. But, you know, we've got more than enough people. And I think to kind of make families the most important thing by reducing the value of those people without children who also pay taxes, which support all of the hospitals and schools and everything that other people's children need. I think it's really important to think that all of us have value in civic society, not just families. But I think you only have to look at the phrase as a mother in front of absolutely anything, even if it's nothing to do with parenting, to see how being a parent gives you status in society. I mean, no one goes around saying, as a childless woman, I think this about this politician, or, you know, this about this new road being built. Yeah.
Okay, so it confers a standing that maybe, or a judgment or a status or something.
Yes.
Along those lines. If you are in that position, childless or child-free, and you are in a workplace, you're exactly right, things like nursing where they have like 24/7 rotas, and you're constantly being sort of, you know, bottom of the heap in terms of, you know, maybe getting time off at Christmas or, you know, in peak August or July or what have you. What should you do? Should you just say no and say, hang on a second, I too have a life. It's not less important or less valid because I'm not married with two kids.
Yes, you do need to start doing that, but that's really hard because of what I said before with people going, well, that's not very supportive of you, that's not very nice of you. So, it can be really challenging to do that. But first of all, internally, so pronatalism tells us that people without children are less valuable as human beings. They're less grown up, they're less realised, they're less valuable. So if you've internalised those beliefs, it's unlikely that you're going to go marching into the HR and say, I'm of equal value and I want my time off too. You're probably going to keep your head down. And a lot of people leave workplaces like that because of these unfair practices, which are basically HR not getting organized to make sure there's enough cover.
Well, that's what I was looking at when I was reading. A lot of it looked to me like it was disorganized workplaces that sort of didn't have a system in place that was fair, irrespective of whether the fairness was something to do with families or children or not, that there should be a system where it isn't just first come, first served or things like that, because sometimes some people are super organized and some people aren't, and some people will be left behind all the time. So it does it boil down to that, to businesses, particularly because more and more of us are remaining single and more of us are not having children. That's becoming a phenomenon of modern society. So do workplaces need to get their act together on this?
They absolutely need to. I mean, World Childless Week, which happens in the third week of September, I'm an ambassador for it. You know, we have different themes every year, and childlessness in the workplace was one of the themes last year. And so many people wrote in what they were experiencing. Another huge problem is people who are teachers. Many people go into the teaching profession precisely because it can fit around having a family, and then you end up childless. And so what do you do when perhaps you have a partner and you're not allowed to, he's not allowed to take time off in the summer holidays because of other people in the office. You're a teacher. You only get the summer holidays.
It's really interesting. It's a really interesting conversation. And thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Jodie Day there, psychotherapist, author and founder of Gateway Women. Let us know if you're affected by this. In your workplace, are you always the Cinderella who has to come in on weekends or evenings or Christmas or holidays because the mums and dads are like, oh, no, that's family time. Is it a big issue? I'm not fully aware of it myself, but then again, I'm one of the people who have kids, so maybe that's why I'm not aware of it. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. News.